Olá a todos, bem-vindos a mais um episódio do Mind Asset. Meu nome é Malu Morad, trabalho na equipe de comunicação da Itaú Asset. O nosso episódio de hoje é um pouquinho diferente. Algumas semanas atrás, nós lançamos o SHOT 11, um ETF temático que te dá acesso a 50 empresas negociadas no mercado americano, com alto nível de inovação e posicionadas para crescer de forma exponencial. Bem, como todo ETF, o SHOT 11 segue o índice, e aqui o índice dele é o S&P Kensho Moonshot Index. E para entender mais sobre como é que é feita a seleção das empresas que fazem parte do índice, nós convidamos hoje o Adam Gold, diretor da S&P baseado em Nova York, para conversar aqui com a gente. A conversa a seguir será em inglês. Adam, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, thanks for having me.
I wanted to kick off our conversation by asking you to give us a brief overview of the Kensho Moonshot Index, and also if you could tell us why was it named Moonshot?
Sure, so that's a good question to start off with. So Moonshots is a new index. It launched late last year, and it consists of 50 next-generation innovators, the most innovative companies producing next-generation products and services. It uses a proprietary rules-based framework to capture companies with a high propensity for innovation. It also focuses on companies that are at a phase of their maturity where they're likely to experience breakout growth. And that's where the name Moonshots comes from, is we're targeting these companies at the phase of their maturity where they're likely to grow rapidly. And so as a result, it includes many small and mid-cap names and tends to screen out larger companies. So Moonshots measures innovation from three vantage points. First, we consider a company's mission and culture. Second, we look at the resources the company allocates to innovation. And third, we consider whether the company is executing on its innovation strategy and delivering innovative products and services. We developed quantitative rules-based factors to actually measure companies along each of these three innovation-based axes. Moonshots uses the first of these two axes, the mission and culture-based axis and the resource allocation axis, and together we call those the early stage innovation score. This early stage score provides a targeted, forward-looking lens through which we can identify innovative companies. Now again, Moonshots uses the early stage innovation score to identify 50 next generation innovators. To make sure we're capturing these companies poised for growth, we focus on small to mid-cap names, and stocks with market caps above the 90th percentile are excluded from the index. And again, that's where the Moonshot name comes from. As part of the process of building Moonshots, we actually did a study where we looked at Moonshots versus what we call established innovators. These are companies mm-hmm. that are innovative, but are larger than the cap threshold. And we found that universally, Moonshots, through our backtest history, which went back to 2016, Moonshots did better than the set of established innovators, which told us that the market is placing a premium on identifying these innovative companies when they're poised for breakout growth, or identifying these Moonshot companies as they're about to grow rapidly.
It's a great name. And I think you just mentioned that a large part of the portfolio of the index is focused on small mid-cap companies, and just wanted to understand a little bit more about that.
Sure. So again, we're trying to focus on companies that are poised for rapid growth in their maturity. So to do that, we actually screen out stocks that are below the 90th percentile in the cap cutoff. We actually did a study when we were building Moonshots. We compared the Moonshots names to what we call established innovators. So these are names that would have been in Moonshots, but were otherwise too large. So their caps were too large and they were excluded from the index. And we saw that throughout history, the names in Moonshots actually outperform these established innovators, which indicates that the market puts a premium on these small to mid-cap innovators, which are poised for rapid growth going forward.
Great. And I think one of the great advantages of the Moonshot Index is that it gives access to investors to some pretty innovative themes. I know that there's virtual reality, there's also 3D printing. Can you give us more details about these innovative themes and a few examples?
Sure. So if you look at the global economy today, you see rapid technological disruption occurring in
right.
a wide area of industries. And this was actually coined by the World Economic Forum as the fourth industrial revolution. And so what we're looking for is we really look for areas that are being impacted by the fourth industrial revolution. And this covers areas as wide ranging as virtual reality, 3D printing, clean energy generation, and electric vehicles, and there's a multitude of other applications. So really what we're looking for is companies in this wide-ranging area of disruption, and we're looking for those small to mid-cap innovators in those spaces. And again, because the innovation is so wide-ranging, you actually get a pretty large set of companies from which you can choose.
And how does S&P monitor this? Do you have a research team that is monitoring this innovative themes? How do you conduct that internally?
We do, in fact, have a research team that's looking at that. As I mentioned, we have the fourth industrial revolution. We look at industries that are impacted by that. We're continually following developments. We're continually following companies that are mentioned prominently, and even those that aren't mentioned prominently. We have mechanisms by which we can find companies that are maybe not at the forefront, but are involved in these areas of innovation. And so we're continually researching to find these new themes, identify how they're changing, and then also find companies that are fitting these changing themes as they go.
Great. And continue here to really paint like a cluster clear picture for our listeners is, could you give us an example of one, two companies that are part of the index and are disrupting their respective fields, that they're moonshot innovators?
Sure. So actually, I'll give you three examples. So all of these examples, they all fit this next generation technology and innovation theme. We'll start with Virgin Galactic. Obviously, they're very big in the space industry. The general idea of bringing spaceflight to the masses is innovative by itself, but Virgin is also delivering advances in aircraft design and propulsion technologies. And all these advances are making rapid, both space-based and just rapid commercial transportation a reality. A second example is a company called Desktop Metal, and they're innovating in the advanced manufacturing industry. Initially, they were known for 3D printing, but they're expanding to the printing of parts using a variety of materials, not just the standard polymer substrates you see in 3D printers, but also biocompatible materials, as well as certain kind of metals that can be used in manufacturing. And then the third example would be Ballard Power, and they're heavily involved in the production of hydrogen fuel cells and fuel cell powered vehicles. Obviously, hydrogen powered vehicles has really taken off in recent years. And as the growth of the hydrogen fueling infrastructure grows around the world, we're going to be poised to see rapid uptake of hydrogen powered cars, and Ballard Power will be poised to benefit from that. So that's three examples of these innovative companies in Moonshots.
Yeah. Just a reminder, there are three companies out of 50 that are part of the index. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. And my final question to you, Adam, is that you already gave us some great insights into the index, but why should investors get excited about the Moonshot Index? If you could sum it up.
Sure. So there's really... there's several reasons. One, again, I focused on the small and mid-cap innovators, these next-generation innovators. Moonshots is specifically designed to focus on these companies that are poised for growth. And the second reason is that our framework for identifying innovation, it's very differentiated, it's rules-based, it's quantitative, there's no subjectivity involved. It's, like I said, purely rules-based and purely quantitative. And it's a new way of identifying innovation. So that combination of a new systematic way of identifying innovative companies and then focusing on companies that are at the sweet spot in their growth, where they're poised for rapid expansion, really is an attractive combination. And all the studies we've done show that Moonshots has outperformed, I said, those established innovators. We look at how it's performed against traditional technology indices. It's also outperformed them substantially. So it's really targeting those companies at the sweet spot of innovation.
Perfect. Thank you so much for giving us an insight into the Moonshot Index, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Oh, great. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Espero que vocês tenham gostado do episódio. Eu acho que esse bate-papo aqui com o Adam mostrou a importância de saber mais sobre o índice atrás de um ETF e também demonstrou toda a expertise da S&P na seleção das empresas aqui do SHOT 11. Para saber mais sobre o SHOT 11 e toda a nossa prateleira de ETFs, acesse itnow.com.br. Até o próximo episódio!